This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News, set to join us here in the G-Bag Nation in just a moment. We will be doing Ask Broadus coming up in 15 minutes. So if you have any questions for Broadus, you can go ahead and text those in, 877-881-1053. It is a Thursday that feels like a Friday. What you drinking, what you thinking at 5 o'clock? Go ahead and set the reminder. We are under an hour from a Thursday edition of What You Drinking, What You Thinking. But right now, it's time to go out to the D&M Leasing Hotline and welcome in our good buddy, Calvin Watkins. Talk some Cowboys from the Dallas Morning News. Calvin, happy 4th, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? Happy 4th.
Yes, sir. We're doing well. We're doing well. You got some plans. I'm imagining some stogies and maybe some fireworks for Calvin.
You can't use fireworks within city limits. You know that. I mean, that's illegal. Come on, man. Try to get me in trouble.
Wow. Yeah, I was pulling
a fast
one on you.
Okay, we asked you about the cigar, Calvin. Where are you going to smoke a cigar? And where is the best place and time to smoke a cigar?
I'm about to smoke a cigar right now. But there's never a bad time to smoke a cigar. I usually smoke up here in Frisco and Plano area. I might go to Addison, smoke a couple of sticks. I like going to Cigar Arts down in the Bishop Arts District. So, I bounce around.
Is there a certain time? I mean, I'm going to get to some cowboy questions here, but is there certain a birthday party, a wedding, an anniversary, after a game, when's the best time for Calvin Watkins to smoke? I know you smoke them all the time. You and George Burns, the old actor, probably smoke a lot of cigars together. But when's the best? We had this discussion when the best time, because Lucius Alexander, who works with us here, he's a cigar guy, aficionado. So
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Where are we talking about smoking when the best situation?
I like smoking a good cigar after something major happens. So like, when my son got a Division I scholarship, I lit one up. Mm. If I get a raise, I'll light one up. Someone's getting married or even divorced, light one up. You know, somebody might be happy for those types of things.
Gotcha.
I've been married 3 times, so I know all about it. So, you get a new car, light one up. You know, I was playing golf with my son, and it was at Sherrill Park, and he's kicking my tail, and I was smoking a cigar. I threw it in the water. So anytime a major event happens, you should always smoke a good cigar. And my grandmother taught me a long time ago, always have a bottle of champagne in the house.
Oh,
because you might be celebrating something.
Gotcha. There you go. What are the Cowboys going to be celebrating? Is there any reason for them to celebrate going into training camp? Anything?
They should celebrate that they got a new coach, Brian Schottenheimer, and Dak Prescott's going to be healthy. CeeDee Lamb is going to be in camp, and you don't have to worry about his money. They have, for the first time in a year, they will have a first-round pick that will be able to play with the first-team offense.
Mm.
And that guy's name is Tyler Booker. Last year, Tyler Guyton was not on the first-team offense when training camp started. It was Chuma Adoga. So there are some positive things to think about. Obviously, it's going to be beautiful weather out there in Oxnard, California. We believe in the 80s. in comparison to 98 degrees here in Texas, but those are some good things.
I love it. Calvin Watkins with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Which one of the new assistant coaches do you think will make the biggest positive impact this season?
Matt Eberflus. I think last year, and it's nothing against Mike Zimmer, because he's a good guy, but Mike Zimmer was not here. His mind was on a whole lot of on a bunch of other things. He even admitted he wasn't. He didn't have the bite that he normally would have. So they didn't have a defensive coordinator that was fully vested in the Dallas Cowboys. They have one now, Matt Eberflus. And I think Matt Eberflus wants to be a head coach again at some point, and he's going to make sure he implements his defense and get the best out of some of these defensive players, because I don't think Mike Zimmer did last year. And as I said, I like Mike Zimmer as a guy, as a football guy, but last year he was not the old Mike Zimmer, and it showed on the football field.
Calvin, you mentioned about with Mike, though, and you really, really believe that it was it the first half of the season or the whole season? Did Mike kind of come back around? Did he get it going the second half? Because the team played better, but why would he not be locked in the first half, you think?
I think he liked some of the things that Dan Quinn had implemented, and he didn't want to change too much of that.
Sure.
And he admitted, you know what, I should have said, Dan Quinn's in D.C.
Yeah.
I'm here. Let me run my stuff. And you're right. Once he realized that, I got to implement my stuff. I got to get on guys' tails a little bit more. They start playing a lot better. Yeah. Now, he has some health issues. He lost Sam Williams. He lost Michael Parsons. He lost being at Ron Bland for about 7-8 weeks. He lost Marcus Lawrence. So, you know, he has some health issues that were going against him. But implement your scheme. That's why they hired you. And obviously, in the first half of the year, it was not the Mike Zimmer that we all know and love.
Yeah.
Calvin, I think one of the toughest questions to answer right now is who is going to lead this team in rushing yards? I mean, do you have any, if you had to guess one guy, do you have a name that you're any confident in?
Javonte Williams. He's going to be the starter. He's going to share the duties with Miles Sanders. So I would say Williams is the leader right now in the clubhouse. But at some point throughout the course of the year, maybe Miles Sanders might surpass him. But for the sake of this exercise, I'm going to say Mr. Williams will be the leading rusher for the Dallas Cowboys in 2025.
Did you get any positive thoughts from the Jaden Blue stuff? I mean, I know it's early for him, but We're all pretty excited about the potential there. How much of an impact do you see him having, especially early on?
If they use him, you know, those of us who've been around this team a long time have heard, well, we want to use Kevontae Turpin a lot more. Oh, we're going to use Deuce Vaughn a lot more, and we don't see it. So they want to use Blue a lot more. Ryan Schottenheimer says, hey, look, I want to throw the ball to my running backs, the wheel routes, on them up in the slot, all those kinds of things. So I'll see it to when I believe it. He's got a lot of speed. I am concerned about the fumbles because he fumbled a lot at Texas. That does not go away in the pros, you know.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Size is hand size, right? And these coordinators are smart. They're going to try to strip him of the football. So until he can solve that problem, then that concerns me. So we'll see what happens when we get to Philly in week one.
Hey, Calvin, I'm under the belief, and maybe this is the stupid scout in me, that I believe there's actually going to be a competition at left tackle for that spot. That I think that Awesome Richards is going to show people that he's ready to play. And not to say that, because people accuse me of not liking Guyton, and that's not true. I want to believe as a scout that a new coaching staff will consider all possibilities there. Mm-hmm. But there's people telling me it ain't going to happen. That Guyton is going to have to just fail miserably before somebody replaces him. Are you with those people, or are you thinking that maybe there's going to be somebody else at left tackle?
They like Haseem Richards. They really do. But it is really telling that Mr. Guyton was not with the first team offense as a rookie last year.
Yeah.
And it was awfully telling that the previous coaching staff, meaning Mike McCarthy's staff, didn't believe that Guyton was tough enough, yeah. Right? So to answer your question, I think, yeah, it's going to take a lot for him to lose his gig at left tackle. I like Richards. I think he's going to be the swing tackle, even though they got some vets on the O-line as well. But it's going to have to be a lot, because if he doesn't start, or if he loses his job at some point during the season to Richards, then that's an indictment of what they did in the draft 2 years ago, right?
Right.
So that's saying that you messed that up. You missed that one. So we'll see what happens.
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Dak's health, do you feel like that's something that he's going to be overcoming and he will get back to form?
Yeah, I think so. He gets hurt every other year, so this is the year he's not going to get hurt, right? So he'll be good, and he was moving around really good in the OTAs and doing the veteran minicamp. He's picked up a little weight, meaning in his legs, so he wants to get that stronger. He looks good. Dak always comes in shape. He just has these injuries, the ankle and I think it was the thumb, and then obviously last year the hammy. So he calls it freak things, but as you get a little older, you know, it takes a while for that body to recover, right? So, but I think he's going to be fine. I like Dak. I think he's he's in the top 10, top 15 quarterbacks in the league, and that's not a bad thing. He just needs to push his team to another level. That's the question I think that everyone is wondering, can he ever do that? But from a health perspective, he looks great.
Okay, we have a July 4th inspired game for you here. Broadus has some questions. What are we calling this, okay. Broadus?
Fireworks or dud.
Fireworks or dud, Cowboys edition, Calvin Watkins in the hot seat. Go ahead and fire him off there, Broadus.
Calvin, I'm going to give you a phrase, a name or something. You tell me, pertaining to the Cowboys, this is a firework or a dud, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. College coaches on offense.
In the NFL?
For the Cowboys.
Oh, for the Cowboys.
This is all Cowboys pertain questions. College dud. Coaches.
Dud.
Dud. Dud. Now you got to explain why you think it's a dud.
I just think it's a different game up here. The players, you have to talk to them differently. The pressures get to them. I don't like it. Okay. I like pro guys coaching pro ball.
Okay. So you're thinking that this is a mistake that Schottenheimer made by hiring these college coaches?
And for some of them, yes. Some of them, yes.
Okay, so you're saying dud. Okay.
Dud. Yes, sir.
Cowboys off season.
Dud.
Okay, 2 years ago, dud. But, okay, why a dud today?
I don't know who your starting running back is, even though I said Williams is going to lead the team in rushing. I don't like the corners that they got in Elam and the trade. Not happy with the linebackers that they got in the offseason. Thomas might be past his prime for the D-line. Yes, the George Pickens thing was a very nice move, a good trade. But when Mike Tomlin gives up on you, that says a lot about you. So, a dud.
So, Calvin, overall, you kind of feel like that this season might be a dud then overall then, right? You sound very – is there any firework that you – because I know you asked I think you would say fireworks because I asked Eric the question about Dak's coming off injury. He uh-huh. said that's a firework. You felt like that he's going to be okay for that. He's going to be ready for that, right?
Yes, sir. That's a firework for me. Yeah, I think Dak is fine. I like Dak and CD. I like them together as a tandem. Yeah, I do.
Okay. And Matt Eberflus, we talked about, Eric thought that was a dud. And you seem to feel like that it's
a fireworks.
Fireworks.
Yeah. Yeah. Based on what they had. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think fireworks. Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. The win-loss right now, over-under for the Cowboys, 7.5. Does that feel pretty right to you?
Yeah, yeah. They'll get more than that. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. They'll win more than 7 games.
Go get that 8. Hit that over. Smoke a stogie.
I had them winning 9 games. I haven't won in 9 games.
Okay. All right. All right.
But that's not enough. That's not enough to get you in the tournament.
No.
No, definitely not.
No.
Definitely not. But hey, Calvin, we appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for taking some time. Enjoy the holiday weekend. We'll see you out in Oxnard very soon.
Oh, it'll be great to see you guys. Have a great weekend.
Can't wait. Same to you. There he goes, Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News, right here in the G-Bag Nation. I like that. He's got a totally different perspective than what I had on some
that's
of those fireworks
that's
or duds.
That hardened beat writer guy. You know, that's out there every single day, and it's just like, no.
Yeah, he's in the thick of it.
Man, I'll tell you the thing about Calvin. He's extremely honest about – I was surprised about the college coaches thing, though, but he is
– I get what he's saying. I absolutely get what he's saying.
Oh, no, I totally – that the learning curve might be a little more difficult for them.
Yeah.
But I like the ideas that they could bring. And Calvin was like, no, hell no. Pro coaches coach pro players.
Yeah, he's on it, man. Calvin's the man. Looking forward to getting out to Oxnard. That's going to be a good time hanging out with him, and probably have to get a little cigar action.
Yeah, he's him and
Rudder Room.
Yeah, him and Clarence Hill are cigar guys at the Rudder Room for sure.
Big time. Okay, how about this one, Joe Theismann
is good.
Edward O'Hare.
Edward, wait. What does Edward O'Hare do?
Hair?
But who is Edward O'Hare?
Oh, I guess that's a good question.
Like, are we just making
I got to
up-
confirm. I, yeah. That's fair. We got to confirm that he's a sportsman. Edward O'Hare.
I've never heard, O'Hare. I've heard of Sean O'Hare, the pro golfer, but I've never heard of Edward O'Hare.
I'm seeing American Naval Aviator of the United States Navy.
Yeah.
I mean,
did he play football?
Flying airplanes is a sport.
Did he play football at the Naval Academy like in the 40s flying airplanes?
I'm glad you stopped me before I gave the ding on that one.
I think there needs to be a little bit more of a judgmental thing when I don't know. I'm old, so I got to feel like I know the name. There's a lot of names I don't know, but Edward O'Hare was not one of my. I could chat GPT that thing and see what we got.
How about this one? Doug Fister.
Doug Fister was, yes. Yes. Doug Fister, yes.
All right. Now we're going to put Broadus on the hot seat.
Yeah.
Ask Broadus anything at 877-881-1053. What you drinking? What you thinking on a Thursday that feels like a Friday at 5 o'clock? ABA next in the nation.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.